7. Eventuation of transcendentals. Transcendentals are subinfinite and subabsolute but superfinite and supercreatural. Transcendentals eventuate as an integrating level correlating the supervalues of absolutes with the maximum values of finites. From the creature standpoint, that which is transcendental would appear to have eventuated as a consequence of the finite. From the eternity viewpoint, in anticipation of the finite, and there are those who have considered it as a pre-echo of the finite. That which is transcendental is not necessarily non-developmental, but it is super-evolutional in the finite sense. Neither is it non-experiential, but it is super-experiences such as meaningful to creatures. Perhaps the best illustration of such a paradox is the central universe of perfection. It is hardly absolute. Only the paradise isle is truly absolute in the materialized sense. Neither is it a finite evolutionary creation as are the seven super-universes. Havona is eternal but not changeless in the sense of being a universe of non-growth. It is inhabited by creatures, Havona natives, who never were actually created, for they are eternally existent. Havona thus illustrates something which is not exactly finite nor yet absolute. Havona further acts as a buffer between absolute paradise and finite creations, still further illustrating the function of transcendentals. But Havona itself is not a transcendental. It is Havona. As the supreme is associated with finites, so the ultimate is identified with transcendentals. But though we thus compare supreme and ultimate, they differ by something more than degree. The difference is also a matter of quality. The ultimate is something more than a super-supreme projected on the transcendental level. The ultimate is all of that, but more. The ultimate is an eventuation of new deity realities, the qualification of new phases of the theretofore unqualified. Among those realities which are associated with the transcendental level are the following. 1. The deity presence of the ultimate. 2. The concept of the master universe. 3. The architects of the master universe. 4. The two orders of paradise force organizers. 5. Certain modifications in space potency. 6. Certain values of spirit. 7. Certain meanings of mind. 8. Absonite qualities and realities. 9. Omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. 10. Space. The universe in which we now live may be thought of as existing on finite, transcendental, and absolute levels. This is the cosmic stage on which is enacted the endless drama of personality performance and energy metamorphosis. And all of these manifold realities are unified absolutely by the several triunities, functionally by the architects of the master universe, and relatively by the seven master spirits, the sub-supreme co-ordinators of the divinity of God the Sevenfold. God the Sevenfold represents the personality and divinity revelation of the Universal Father to creatures of both maximum and sub-maximum status. But there are other sevenfold relationships of the first source and center which do not pertain to the manifestation of the divine spiritual ministry of the God who is spirit. In the eternity of the past, the forces of the absolutes, the spirits of the deities, and the personalities of the gods stirred in response to the primordial self-will of self-existent self-will. In this universe age, we are all witnessing the stupendous repercussions of the far-flung cosmic panorama of the sub-absolute manifestations of the limitless potentials of all these realities. And it is altogether possible that the continued diversification of the original reality of the first source and center may proceed onward and outward throughout age upon age, on and on, into the faraway and inconceivable stretches of absolute infinity. Presented by Melchizedek of Nebedon.